I want to introduce you to somebody who should be Prime Minister of Canada. Because let me tell you, when Pat lost her husband, Dave, she almost lost her ability to afford housing. So she took to Facebook to see if she could find a roommate. What she found were countless senior women in a similar position. And what she created was a movement that has close to 1,800 senior women in Ontario. And it's growing quickly. Senior ladies living together. It took a widow. It took a widow to help senior women find affordable housing because they feel invisible to our government. So I thought, okay, I have the opportunity to maybe help make these women more visible to government. I have a platform. I have a voice. So when Mona Forche, the Minister of Middle Class Prosperity, as aptly named by George Orwell, I can only imagine, well, maybe his ghost, when the Minister of Middle Class Prosperity joined me live on air, I told her the story of these ladies in their golden years, but not living that golden girl's life that they deserve. And the minister told me she was glad I brought this to her attention and that she would look into it. That was back in November of 2019 that I spoke with Mona Fortier. So what has become of that? And now that we're in the midst of a global pandemic, how is our most vulnerable group, seniors, dealing with this? Well, I am glad that they have this woman at their forefront. She is the founder of Senior Ladies Living Together. Pat Dunn, welcome back, my dear.
Oh, I'm so grateful to you. You just, I just listening to you talk, I get all excited again.
I got excited to have you join. I'm sorry it can't be in studio again like it was last time, but this time you brought us another guest too, and she is an Ottawa senior who's benefiting from your initiative, and that's Catherine Carruthers. So good morning, Catherine.
Hi.
Catherine's not as excited as you are, Pat.
It's kind of daunting.
It is. Yeah, Pat is a seasoned professional on the goods now. Don't worry, Catherine. By the end of this, it's going to be the goods with Catherine Carruthers. I promise you that. So, Pat, I spoke to our Minister of Middle Class Prosperity. She would look into this, and That was in November. So let me, how many times has she called you?
I haven't heard from her at all.
What?
But that's okay. I was really glad to hear that you, you brought it to her attention. And now that I know that happened, I'm on it. We're drafting a letter as I speak.
Yeah, you know what? You shouldn't even have to draft a letter. You shouldn't have had to create this program to begin with. But the government right now should be looking to you because you have just provided the model that they are looking for.
Well, you know, it really is. And when I started, of course, I didn't anticipate any of this. So I was just trying to help myself. But I've learned a lot, and certainly... one of the things we noticed as a benefit from what we do is to the Canadian government. So, in fact, in Australia, a study was done on their home sharing program, and they learned that there was a $34,000 economic benefit to the government per home sharing household. And above that, there's a $5,600 benefit to the government in health care and various health care services, just because there is someone there to help when someone takes ill. So Canada can benefit. Absolutely Canada can benefit, and the governments should be watching this, watching what we're doing for sure, and other really great grassroots home sharing models that are coming up.
You went into this program, Pat. It wasn't a program. It was just a request online trying to make your life easier. So you go into this without a plan, and it seems so strategically sound. How has this developed? How have you seen this morph and change and grow and teach you?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's listening to my ladies. I call them my ladies.
Hold on. Stop. I need to interrupt you. I hate interrupting you, Pat, but I have to do this. You learned to improve a program to help people by listening to them and then accepting
exactly.
their advice.
Yeah,
you really should be prime minister because that's exactly what they need to do. So you feel like you're their mother. Continue, please.
Yeah, it's a little bit motherly of me, but I can't help it. They're just all so wonderful, and they just teach me every day. And, yes, I started with, you know, a plan to find myself some homemates, and now I'm helping 1,700, 1,800 other women trying to do that. And we're moving to a website where we can better do that across Canada.
Across Canada now?
Yes.
Pat, I feel like I'm your mom. I am so proud of you right now, my sweet girl.
Well, it's very exciting. We're getting, it's funny when you find yourself on the right path in life, the windows and doors fly open. And not that there's no barriers or problems that we run into, but it really is significantly smooth sailing when you're on the right road. And this is definitely the right road for the country, for senior women, for other populations as well, in terms of housing. Because everyone is struggling. Everyone is struggling to find and be able to live in safe, affordable housing in this country.
Pat Dunn is with me right now, and I will introduce you, and we'll have a conversation with Catherine Carruthers, who's in Ottawa. She's a senior who's benefiting from Pat's initiative, Senior Ladies Living Together. And this is something that just came from when Pat couldn't afford housing after she lost her husband, Dave. She took to Facebook to see if she could find a roommate, and what she found were countless senior women in a similar position. Now, you're talking about part of Maslow's hierarchy of needs that you're fulfilling here and part of what our government should be fulfilling on their end, which they're not, and it's finding housing for our most vulnerable group of people. But what you're not talking about, but what is incredibly inferred, is something else that you're helping out when it comes to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and that's the basic need for connection and having people around you. And the epidemic of loneliness that we're in the middle of, you're not only tackling our need for shelter, you're tackling our need for care and for connection.
Yes. Yeah, that people come to the group, and within a few days after reading what goes on in the group, the women are saying, oh, I'm not alone anymore. And they haven't even met the other women yet. But they're feeling that connection because, you know, everyone's dealing with the same things, and there's such a kindness and a caring available to them. So they feel such relief and so grateful just to be able to talk in the group and share their own thoughts.
Pat, tell me where you've come from the beginning to now. Like, remember when you were about to put up that, think about it this way, when you were about to post that first post, mm-hmm. I need a roommate, mm-hmm. and look at it now to posting a national website for senior ladies living together. I want you to tell me how you felt with that first post and how you felt with this most recent venture.
Oh, gosh, the first time I was, I had just spent an hour or so on the internet looking for information on how to live safely in my car. So it was, I was feeling desperate. I was feeling extraordinarily alone, grieving, of course, the death of my husband as well. And I just wanted something else. I just wanted another option besides living in my car. So I thought of this kind of golden girl thing and asked if other people were interested. As it progressed, it's just been extraordinarily, I almost can't describe it, because it's an enormous amount of work. I mean, physically and mentally, I'm exhausted most of the time. But it's so gratifying to know that I can spend the third act of my life helping other people in such a profound and intimate kind of way. I just feel grateful, extremely grateful.
I want to introduce you to somebody whom Pat has helped, and it's a woman who lives right here in Ottawa benefiting from senior ladies living together. Catherine Carruthers, So, Catherine, how did you discover senior ladies living together?
I was actually, I found myself living alone in my house with a spare room and traveling back and forth between here and where my mother also lives alone, just up in Shawville. And it seems like people like us, older women, kind of fall through the cracks of all of the expected ways to live your life. Like, you're supposed to buy your house and then, I guess, live there until you die or move into a retirement home. And so I was actually looking for somebody to take over part of my house. And I got talking to Pat, and I make websites for my living. So I just had some skills that I could help her out with, and it makes me feel good to be helping other women who are in a similar situation. Like, whether even when you see the statistics that say seniors have more money, that's not, as with everything else, kind of spread across the spectrum, because women tend not to have had good jobs with pensions. You know, if we took many years off to have children and raise them, then we don't have that kind of cushion at the end of our life that men in better jobs would have, that are the people that have all of that senior money.
It never ceases to amaze me how the people who are recognized most from the world are these people who make these seemingly grand contributions, but without these senior women who have lived these lives and raised these children and done all of these things to support everybody else, we wouldn't recognize the world without them.
Yeah, and now multi-generational housing has become an oddity. Like families don't stay together and take care of their elders anymore. So, and quite frankly, our kids can't. Like, they've been slammed by the expectations that they go out and, you know, make their own way. So it's just a lot of these kind of societal problems. And I think it's older women who tend to just kind of suck it up in a lot of cases. Like, we don't want to make waves. And there are not programs, like when you were talking about what the government could do, one thing the government could do is have some of the programs that let you use RRSP money for housing available for older people instead of just first-time house buyers, or you know, some flexibility in how we use our own resources.
Since you've joined Senior Ladies Living Together, Catherine, how has this changed your life?
They're just wonderful women to talk to, and just knowing that it's that widespread a problem, it's made me much more dedicated to putting my time and effort into helping publicize this, like that there, because nobody, our group is not looking for handouts or anything. We're looking for some flexibility and assistance in finding safe housing for people. And even now with COVID, it's gotten even worse, because I heard like, because of the warehousing of elderly people, that you know, if our kind of situation can keep people in private homes, happily, you know, living their lives for much longer, and costing the government less. So being able to show that kind of flexibility is what we really need.
Pat, if people want to get involved with Senior Ladies Living Together, if they need your help, if they want to help you, if Mona Fortier, our Minister of Middle Class Prosperity wants to reach out to you, Pat Dunn, founder of a program that our government should support. How can people find you, my dear?
Okie dokie. It's fairly simple. You can search on Facebook for the group called Senior Ladies Living Together. It should pop up. The actual address is facebook.com/groups/Senior Ladies Living Together.
Pat, we're going to get an update from you because we have to find out if Mona Fortier got in touch with you. I know the answer, but I'm still going to follow up with you regardless. And we have to see how far you take this because this just started as a Facebook post. You see me, I think it was even around Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden this bursts into 1,500 women at the time in Ontario. And now you're looking at taking this national during a pandemic.
Well, you know, the pandemic is definitely an issue. Our ladies can't meet up the same way they could, so it's kind of stalled a lot of the relationship building that's needed in order to decide to live together. But they're not giving up. They're doing video chats and doing lots of texting. And now that it's opened up a little bit better from COVID, they're starting to meet using social distancing and masks and whatever in parks, outdoors. So no, we're not giving up. No way.
Well, I thank you for your perseverance and for putting a smile on so many people's faces. Catherine, thank you for helping Pat keep this program and make it bigger and stronger. And all of my best to the two of you. I will be checking in on you. Mona Fortier might not be, but I promise I will.
I know you will.
Pat Dunn, founder of Senior Ladies Living Together, and hopefully our future Prime Minister of Canada. Actually, she'd probably never be able to get anything done in politics. You get more done out of it. Catherine Carruthers, Ottawa senior woman who is benefiting from Pat's initiative and helping it to benefit others. Thank you both for taking your time to join us today.